One Nation Underwater.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. A new report out from First American CoreLogic found nearly a quarter of U.S. homeowners are underwater on their mortgages. That's more than 10.5 million people who owe more on their homes than those homes are actually worth. Could mean big problems. Homeowners who are underwater are more likely to foreclose. Commercial real estate has been in rough shape, too. Lots of stores have closed their doors, leaving lots of empty space in shopping areas. That has been good for one group, though, pop-up stores. Those are temporary shops that come and go within a matter of weeks. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
New York City has plenty of empty retail space right now. Sam Shandan of Real Estate Econometrics says that's a landlord's worst nightmare.
Landlords value occupancy very highly.
He says that means they often make concessions on rent to ensure they can keep the space filled.
But they may also make concessions in terms of what they would have perceived as being the ideal tenant.
The ideal tenant would normally be willing to sign a multi-year lease. Menswear label Kai D is somewhere in between. It opened a pop-up store in Lower Manhattan earlier this fall. Kai D designer Aaron Odell says they recently extended their lease for another 13 months. Odell says they lucked out on the price.
I definitely think that with so many spaces open, we negotiated into a deal that was beneficial to us and within our budget.
He says they'd love to stay, but part of that depends on how quickly shoppers reopen their wallets and how liberally they spend. The faster consumers get back to their old ways, the sooner landlords are likely to raise rents. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Yesterday, China's central bank warned financial institutions in that country to tighten lending, and that has got Asian markets sliding today. The Shanghai Composite Index was down 3.4%. Tokyo's Nikkei Index fell 1%. In Europe, London's FTSE is up just a hair. U.S. markets had a great Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 1.5%. Anti-piracy laws in Sweden appear to be paying off. Music sales have spiked in that country since a crackdown on illegal file sharing. Stephen Beard has more.
Over the past 5 years, global music sales have slumped by a third, but suddenly Sweden has bucked the trend. Sales there have soared, up 18% this year. Two key factors could be at play. Sweden passed a new law earlier this year, making it easier to prosecute illegal file sharing. And a court convicted the operators of the Pirate Bay file sharing site. Adrian Strain is a record industry spokesman.
The combination of those two events, we think, has helped bolster the legitimate music market, and I think that's quite an important case study for the rest of the world.
He says there's been a similar development in South Korea. Music sales have also risen there following a crackdown. He says it's far too soon to call the end of illegal downloading, but Sweden's experience is encouraging. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Black Friday might hold a pretty major silver lining for retailers. The National Retail Federation released a survey this morning that found shoppers plan to spend about 16% more this year than they did last year. It's still expected to be a tough season for retailers, though. Lots of competition for our dollars. And that's got stores trying lots of different tactics. Will they work? Mary Lou Quinlan is author of the new book, What She's Not Telling You, about marketing to women. Mary Lou, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Stacey.
So tell me, apparently women are not to be trusted when it comes to why we buy products. Explain this.
It's just that we've interviewed thousands of women and listened to them tell us what they want, and we learned that they often tell half-truths. And marketers need to know the whole truth if they want to make money.
What are some examples of this?
Well, there's all different reasons that we do it. For instance, a half-truth would be, I want to be healthy. I try to be healthy. But really, most women are looking for easy solutions because they're probably going to
right
not
after
go to the
Law and Order marathon. Right? I will go exercise.
Right. But it's why products like the 100 calorie packs are so terrific, because they understand she needs somebody to bar the door as far as her food intake. And people like McDonald's with their salads, but actually they come with fried chicken, so she can still feel good about it.
I mean, this is a very big deal. Consumer spending makes up 70% of our economy. Women are in charge of 80% of those purchases. So it seems like marketers are sort of desperately trying to figure women out.
Yeah, they are. And I think that they may say that they're listening to women, but too often while they're listening, their fingers are traveling across their BlackBerries and they're on a plane on the way home. You know, it's really as much as we say women are important and we know that they're driving the economy. It seems marketers have a big way to go to be better listeners.
What should marketers do to appeal to women right now in this economic climate for the holiday season?
Well, the smart marketers have actually been doing it over the last couple of months in preparation for this holiday season, and that is treating women like VIPs. I don't know about you, but I have received so many friends and family invitations from places that I've never even been, that I'm their friend. And the truth of it is that women are telling us that while they'll shop a little more heavily this Black Friday because they know that's the deal day, they've already been grazing and shopping for the last few months, much more so than other years. So it's going to be an interesting sleigh ride as women decide, hey, I've already got some good deals. How many more do I need?
Women's marketing expert Mary Lou Quinlan is author of the new book, What She's Not Telling You, Why Women Hide the Whole Truth and What Marketers Can Do About It. Mary, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Stacey.
An original Origin of the Species goes to auction today. It's the 150th anniversary of Darwin's revolutionary work about evolution. This copy's expected to fetch up to $100,000, and it has an interesting origin itself. It seems the seller bought it for a few dollars back in the 60s and forgot about it. They were keeping it in a bookcase in their bathroom. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.